弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
我们先来起祷告。
Let us pray.
我们在天上的父神，我们又能够一同来到你的面前来感谢、赞美、敬拜你。
Our heavenly Father, once again, we come together before you to worship you, to thank you.
因为这是主你赐给你儿女的福分。
This is the blessing that you have.Bestowed on us.
也是主你给我们的权柄。
It's also the privilege you give to us.
主让我们能够真的同心合意来到你的面前，真的献上我们的赞美感谢。
So that we truly come to you in unison to give you thanks.
让我们能够思想主你给我们所行了何等大的事。
So we can meditate on how great is your blessing.
把我们这些是在罪恶过犯中的人能够拯救出来。
You have delivered us for our transgressions.
能够成为主你的儿女，能够一生一世能够与你同在。
So we become your children and to be with you in all our lives.
求主你就带领我们今天从头到尾的敬拜。
May you be with our worship from beginning till the end.
主让我们敬拜达到主你的面前，讨主你的喜悦。
So that our worship may reach to you and be pleasing to you.
我们在祷告祈求，奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray and ask in the precious name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
圣经呢常常把教会呢比作基督的身体。
The Bible often consider the church as the body of Christ.
基督呢是教会的头。
And Christ is the head of the church.
那么所有的基督徒呢，他都是构成基督身体的肢体。
So all the believers are bodies and members of the body.
也就是说，教会其实是一个有机的一个整体。
So the church is an organized body.
因为有基督做我们的头。
Because we have Jesus as our head.
那么是使基督耶稣从死里复活的大能呢，把所有的基督徒连在了一起。
All the Christians were united together by the power of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus.
使他们能够在基督里面合而为一。
So that we can become one in Christ.
成为基督的身体。
Become the body of Christ.
基督呢是头。
Christ is the head.
那我们从上一次的信息中知道，那么这个合而为一的身体呢，它不是我们人为的做成的。
And from last message, we knew that our body was not made together by man.
那是神他自己亲手完全成就的。
Is accomplished by God Himself.
那么每个蒙召的神的儿女呢，都是有责任。来靠着神给我们的恩赐来保守这种的合一。
So all the brothers and sisters who are called by the Lord, we have a responsibility by using the gifts He given us to keep the unison of the body.
那么今天呢，我们一起来看一下神是怎么样来建立基督的身体的。
So today we'll look at how does God establish.The body.
也就是怎么样来建立神他的教会的。
How to build up his church.
从而我们会明白呢，基督呢，乃是为要建立他的身体，他赏赐给圣徒各样的恩赐。
We know that Jesus gave believers all kinds of gifts for the purpose of building up his body.
那我们先来看第一点呢，就是基督赏给圣徒各样的恩赐。
So the first point is Christ.Gives the saints all kinds of gifts.
那么这在七到十一节
，verse 7 to 11。
我们先看第七节，他这儿讲，他说我们个人蒙恩都是照基督所量给个人的恩赐。
Verse 7, by grace was given to each one of us according to the measure of Christ's gift.
那么保罗在了前面的。这个第四章的四到六节，他给了我们提供了基督徒合一的一个基础。
And Paul previously in verses 4 to 6 laid the foundation of a Christian's gift.
那么那就是我们每个基督徒都相信的这七个一。
That is the seven ones that all Christians believe.
那么就是一个身体，一个圣灵，一个指望。
So one body, one spirit, one hope.
还有就是一族，一姓，一席，还有一神。
One Lord, one baptism, and the one the last one.
一神。
And one peace.
Oh God. 那么我们呢？对这七个一都有一致的认识。
So we all have the same knowledge and understanding of the same ones.
所以我们也都属于同一个身体。
And we all belong to the same body.
但是呢，我们又有那这个身体呢，就作为许多又有不同的个体组成。
So this body has many different constituents.
所以就是每个肢体呢，有每个肢体的它的个性。
So every member has his own character.
那么所以这里面他用了一个词叫我们个人。
So it tells us individuals.
所以我们在基督里呢是一体。
We are one body in Christ.
那么这是指在救恩的事上呢，在作为神儿女的事情上，我们是每一个儿女都是一样的。
So from the point of salvation and from the point of growing, we are all the same.
我们是合而为一的。
So we are united.
我们都是耶稣基督身体的肢体。
We are all members of the body of Christ.
那么每一个基督徒呢，得救的方法都是同样的。
The way of salvation is the same for all Christians.
那么神的每一个儿女都是神家中的一个成员。
So all the children of Christ are members of Christ's family.
那么在神家中，我们每个人地位是相同的。
So in God's family, we are all equal.
所以呢，合一呢，那是不是一个？那么合一呢，是一个不同个体的合一。
So the union is the union of all different individuals.
所以是多样性中的合一。
是一种 multiple union.
那么主耶稣呢，他是教会的头，那么他将各样的恩赐分别赐给了不同的肢体。
So Jesus is the head of the church, so he has given different gifts to different members.
对，那么这里的恩赐呢，它不是指我们的救恩。
The gift here is not our salvation.
而是指教会的每一个肢体都能从神那里领受的这个恩赐。
This is all members of the church can receive this gift from God.
所以使用这些恩赐呢，能够发挥我们各自在教会中的功用。
Because using these gifts, we can use them in the church.
那我们一定可能会问，那么为什么主耶稣他就能成为教会的头呢？
Maybe you want to ask, how did Jesus become the head of the church?
那么为什么他就能将各样的恩赐赏给人？
Why he can give those gifts to people?
那么神的儿子是怎么样来成就这一切的呢？
How does the Son of God accomplish all of this?
那么使徒保罗呢，他就在下面的第八到十节中呢，给了我们这个答案。
So in verse chapter,
就是下面的七到八到十节。
From a verses 8 to 10, Paul gives us the answer.
那么他在这里面他这样讲，他所以经上说。他身上高贴的时候，掳掠了仇敌，将各样的恩赐赏给人。既说身上，岂不是先降在地下吗？那降下的，就是远生诸天之上，要充满万有的。
Verse 8. Therefore it says, When he ascended on high, he led a host of captives, and he gave gifts to men. In saying he ascended,What does it mean but that he had also descended into the lower region of the earth? He who descended is the one who also ascended far above all heavens, that he might fill all things.
那么在我们新约圣经里面，那么不管是福音书也好，是书信也好，那么里面经常说经上说，那么在新约里面的所谓的经上说呢，它都是指了我们的所旧约圣经告诉我们。
So in the New Testament books, often says, it says so, And when they say that, according to the Old Testament.
那么这里面的第八节呢，它是引自诗篇的六十八篇的十八节。
So in verse 8 is quoting Psalm 68, verse 8.
那么他在这儿引用的这个目的呢，是在提醒我们。
His the purpose to remind us.
那么基督将各样恩赐赏给我们，不是出于神临时起的这个心意。
So when Jesus sent give us a different kind of type, different types of gifts, it's not just a momentary thought.
那么这是神救赎计划本身安排的一部分。
It's part of the original plan of redemption.
所以这是他对教会所从的旨意。
This is what his will for the church.
那么神呢？那么神在这个保罗写以弗所书的时候的一千多年前，他就在诗篇中呢写明了他的这个旨意。
So before Paul wrote the epistle to the Ephesians, the God has already wrote that 1,000 years before.
那么这样的信息呢，其实呢，它是和现在我们知道的这个时代主义他们的这个观点呢，其实相反的。
So according to this.This should be the opposite of the denomination is thinking.
那么时代主义认为呢，神差遣耶稣基督来到这个世界，设立他的国度。
So according to dispensation, that God came the world to establish the kingdom.
那么当他发现犹太人呢拒绝了他的儿子，不肯接受他的国度时。
Then he realized the Jews refused his son, does not want to have the kingdom.
那么神呢就决定透过十字架作为救赎的方式。
So God decided through the cross to be the way of salvation.
并且设立了教会。
And established the church.
也就是说，时代主义认为呢，教会不是神起初的计划。
So dispositionalist does not think.Church was the original plan of God.
他们认为呢，是神因为起初的计划没有实现而做的一个临时的改变。
They think it because the original plan didn't work, so there was a change.
所以这显然是违背圣经的教导的。
So this is against the teaching of the Bible.
那么大卫在诗篇六十八篇，那么他是在赞美神，使他打了一个胜仗。
So.David here was praising God to help him to win the war.
那么神降下来拯救了他们，然后呢又回到了天上。
So God came down, saved him, and returned.
那么这是神默示大卫写下来的诗篇。
So this was the God who gave David the revelation.
那么这个呢是既是当时的一个历史的事件。
This is a historical event.
那它同时也是预表一个将来要发生的事情。
It also represents something is going to happen in the future.
那么就是一个有关耶稣基督弥赛亚的预言。
It's the prophecy of Jesus as the Messiah.
那么它准确地描述了将要发生在耶稣基督身上的事情。
So it describes what's going to happen on Christ himself.
那么他默示大卫写诗篇六十八篇的神，他也同时默示一千多年以后的保罗，他写下了以弗所书。
So he inspired David to write a thousand years ago, and also inspired Paul to write the Ephesians.
那他要写明教会所得的一切恩赐都是来自于主耶稣基督。
It's just to demonstrate all the gifts.Of the church came from Jesus Christ.
那么主耶稣呢？他第一次来到世上，那是要征服我们的敌人。
So Jesus came the first time is to conquer our enemies.
那么并要将他各样的恩赐赏给他的儿女。
And also want to give all kinds of gifts to his children.
那么他身上高贴这个里面说，也就是表暗示的，就是他降下来是必定是在先的。
So when he ascended, means he must have to be first descend.
那么这也就是指呢， 主耶稣呢，他作为神的儿子，耶稣就他一定呢，先是降世为人，就是道成肉身。
So this means that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He had to came down incarnate.
那么主耶稣因着他在世上的所做的功
，because of his work under earth.
那么他从死里复活，他也胜了魔鬼和还有死亡。
So he died and resurrected from death and overcome the enemies and death.
那么他升到高阶之上，就得以成为教会的头。
So after he ascended to the heavens, he became the head of the church.
因为他此时此刻他就在高阶之上父神的右边，做祭司，做君王，也做先知。
So he sat on the right hand of God.And become the priest, the king, and the prophet.
我们从中呢可以看到救赎计划的这个奇妙。
Here we can see the mystery of the plan for redemption.
所以神的儿子他从天上到地下，又到坟墓，最后又回到了天上。
So the Son of God came from heaven to the earth, and went in to be buried, and then returned into heaven.
那么他走这一趟。他来到地上受这些苦楚苦难，就是为了拯救我们你我这些不配的罪人。
His entire journey is to the earth and return is to save all us undeserving children.
而且又将各样的恩赐来赏给他的我们这些他的儿女教会的肢体。
Also rewarded all kinds of gifts to the members of the body of church.
那么人的身体的各个肢体呢，那都是按照他们的这个职责有不同的功用。
So, all members of the church, they have a different function.
那我们的眼睛的职责就是看东西。
So, our eyes to see.
那么耳朵就是听东西。
Our ears to hear.
那么胳膊就是拿东西，那么这些腿就是走路，就不同的职责。
So each member of the body have a different function.
那么同样呢，作为基督身体的肢体
，So being a member of Christ's body，
那每个基督徒的恩赐呢，也不都是一样的。
Every Christian's function is not the same。
所以耶稣基督是按照不同基督徒的职分，那么他赐给我们完成这个职分所各自需要的这些恩赐。
So we each one have a different assignments.And according to our assignments, Jesus has given us the gifts.
那么让每个肢体呢发挥这个职分的所有这些该有的功用。
So that we can live out the assignment and function for the church.
那我们看十一节，他这儿就说，他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师。
Verse 11, and he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists.The shepherds and the teachers.
那么主耶稣呢？他设立这些不同的职分呢？他是在向神人呢发出一个呼召。
So when Jesus set up the assignments, he's actually calling us.
那么并且呢，他呼召这些人，同时也赐他们能力去发挥出这些功用来。
So he called those people and give them the gifts, and so they can function.
所以让他们能够各尽其责
，so they can all fulfill their responsibility.
那么教会中有不同的职分，那么都是不可或缺的，都是必要的。
There are different kinds of duties in the church, but they are all necessary.
那么现在我们教会来说，那么虽然我们没有使徒，没有先知，但是我们现在呢，还有就是牧师、教师，那么传福音的，那么执事等等这些。各个方方面面的职分还是在教会存在。
So even though now we do not have a prophets, but in our church we have a pastors, we have a teachers, we have a deacons, we have a different functions.
那么所有的这些职分呢，都是主他过已经都给设立的。
All of this was established by the Lord.
那么个人的功用、呼召、职分，那么或许是不同的。
We may have a different calling, we may have a different function.
但是呢，不论我们蒙召担任何等和怎么样什么样的职分
，It doesn't matter whatever the assignments we have。
我们都要感恩，不可以骄傲，也不可以嫉妒。
We all have to be thankful, not to be proud or be jealous.
那么正如保罗在哥林多前书四章七节他这样讲，他说使你与人不同的是谁呢？你有什么不是领受的呢？若是领受的，为何自夸仿佛不是领受的呢？
Paul in 1 Corinthians 4:7 says, For who sees anything different in you? What do you have that you did not receive? If then you received it, why do you boast as if you did not receive it?
那我们不论在哪个职分上我们来服侍主，那么我们都要知道招我们的是主。
No matter in what assignment that we are serving our Lord, we must know all these are the gifts from God.
所以你我能做什么不是我们有什么能力，乃是主所赐的。
Whatever we can do, not because it's our ability, because God is doing it.
我们可能没有我们希望的那些，但是呢，只要神呼召了你，只要神想让你成就这个职分，那么他一定会赐给你所需要的各样的能力。
We may not have the job we wish to have, but whatever we have is given and called for by the Lord.
因为神召人，那么来完成他的事工，不是为了人得什么，乃是要让他自己的荣耀得到彰显。
Because when God calls man to do things, not because what man can get, but only because God Himself will receive the glory.
所以呢，是基督呼召了我们，是他赐给了我们能力和各样的这种的能力。
So it's Christ who called us. He gave us the strength and all kinds of gifts.
那么保罗在这里面呢，他列出了五种职分。
Here, Paul lists off five types of assignments.
但我们教会中刚才说了，他还有其他的职分。
We also said there are other assignments in our church.
那么保罗在这儿呢，虽然没有列出来。
It was not listed here.
因为他在这儿列这些这个职分的目的呢，是要说明他的一个原则。
The reason he made the list is to demonstrate the principle.
那么他其实在说教会里有不同的职分和恩赐。
He's saying that in the church there are different responsibilities and different assignments.
但是每一项呢，都是为了同一个目标设立的。
But it's all established for one purpose.
就是为了促成神赐给我们这个身体在主耶稣基督里面的合一。
So it's to fulfill God giving us the union in Christ.
那么这五，他这儿列出这五种职分来了，我们可以把它分成俩组。
So the five assignments we can divide into two groups.
那么一组呢是暂时的，那么只在某一段时间有用，过后就消失了。
One kind is a temporary. They may work for a while and then they disappear.
那么这里面就是有使徒和先知。
This would be the apostles and the prophets.
那么我们知道现在在我们现在的时代呢，我们就没有使徒跟先知了。
So we know in today we do not have apostles and prophets.
所以它只是在旧约还有新约的使徒时代才有。
It only existed in the Old Testament and also the New Testament of the apostolic time.
那么另一组呢是长久性的职位。
The other one is a permanent job.
那么它包括传福音的牧师和教师。
So evangelists, shepherds, and teachers.
那么使徒呢？是主耶稣他亲自设立的。
We know the apostles were called by Christ Himself.
那么他也亲自指定了担任这个职分的这些人选。
He has also ordained those individuals.
那么，所以我们在加拉太书的一章一节，我们可以看到保罗告诉说，做使徒的保罗。那么这里面他括号里面说，不是由于人，也不是借着人，乃是借着耶稣基督与叫他从死里复活的父神。
So in Galatians 1:1 we can see that Paul an apostle not from man nor through man but through Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him from the dead.
所以保罗呢，他作为使徒和其他的使徒一样，他不是由人来推荐他做使徒。
So Paul became apostle Just like all the other apostles, he was not recommended by man.
他也不是说被人呼召指派他做使徒。
He was not called by man and appointed him to be apostle.
他乃是借着耶稣基督，他把这些使徒呢赐给了他的教会。
Through Jesus Christ, he have given those apostles to the church.
那么先知呢，他主要是指那些在圣灵直接漠视下说话的人。
So prophets are those who speak under the revelation of the Spirit.
那么在新约里面的有许多地方呢提到这个先知。
There are many places in the New Testament mentioned about a prophet.
所以这儿只限于我先说是这是新约里面说的先知啊。那么在使徒行传的四一章二十七节，他这儿讲说，当那些日子，有几位先知从耶路撒冷下到安提阿。
So in Acts chapter 11, verse 27, it says, Now in these days, prophets came down from Jerusalem to Antioch.
那么那里面他说，其中有一位呢叫亚加布。
One of them is a jago.
那么他预言呢将有大饥荒，而且并的事情呢警告了这些基督徒。
He has prophesied there will be a huge famine.
我们当今的时代呢，就再没有使徒和先知了。
So into our day, there's no more prophets and apostles.
所以呢，他们的职分呢，都随着教会的这个根基的建立呢，和新约的完成呢，就不需要了，就消失了。
So those offices are now eliminated.
所以相当于就是他们已经完成了神交托给他们的使命了。
They have completed and fulfilled the mission from God.
那么传福音呢？它主要是指那些传讲拯救福音的人。
Evangelists are those who proclaim the gospel.
那么他们也是由神所装备。
They were also equipped by God.
那么把失丧的这些人呢夺回来交给基督。
So to call back those who are lost.To give back to Jesus.
而传福音的这些人呢，他一般是从地方教会出来的。
So the evangelists usually came from the local churches.
那么他们向世人周围的人来传福音。
They proclaim the gospel to the people are in their environment.
那么把这些信靠主悔改的人呢，领到地方的教会。
So we'll lead those who has repented.Into the local church.
那么让他们在教会中得到喂养，继续来成长。
So they can be fed in the church and continue to grow.
那么这里的牧师呢，他是基督羊群的牧人。
And the shepherd is the one who gathered the sheep and teach them.
那么神给他们的职责呢，就是来带领和喂养神的群羊。
So the job is to feed the sheep.
那么他们的职分呢，职责呢，就是智慧的忠告、纠正，还有鼓励和安慰。
So their job is to giving advice, giving encouragement, giving comfort and teaching.
那么牧师呢，也是受托照管群羊的人。
So the pastors are called to take care of the sheep.
所以是群羊的监督、管理者，也是保护者。
Is the overseer and also the manager.
所以职责呢是非常的大。
Who has great responsibilities.
所以呢，这个所以呢，靠人真的都完不成这些的工职责。
So according to man's ability, they cannot fulfill all those responsibilities.
所以呢，只有神给他的恩典，所以也真的求弟兄姐妹们也为我来祷告。
So only by God's grace.And also by the prayers, so we wish all our brothers and sisters would pray for our pastor.
所以呢，求神呢把所需要的这些恩赐呢，能够丰丰富富的赐给我，也赐给每一位我们这个各样担任职分的这些弟兄姐妹。
So God may abundantly given all the necessary talents and ability to our pastor and those who helps in the church.
那么这里面的教师呢，是指那些得神能力去解释圣经、分解圣经真意的这些人。
So teachers are those who were equipped by God so they can interpret or teach, explain the Bible.
所以他解释圣经一定要那是要用正义来解释圣经。
So they must explain the Bible with the truth.
所以呢不是完全的按主观的想象来解释圣经。
It's not by their subjective understanding.
所以主耶稣呢在教会设立这些不同的职分，那么又赏赐给承担这些职分的肢体各样的恩赐。
So, Lord Jesus has given so many different offices in the church, and also given different people different abilities.
那么主耶稣，那么为什么这样来做？给这些不同的肢体职分有各样的恩赐。
Why did Jesus do this, giving the different members different responsibilities?
那么这就是我们今天要分享的第二点，就是基督呢是使用不同恩赐的这些圣徒来为的目的是要建立他的身体。
So this is the second point that we're going to be thinking is Christ uses the saints equipped with different gifts for building up the body.
那么这在十二节到十六节。
That's verse 12 and 16.
我们先来看前两节十二到十三节。那么这里说为要成全圣徒各尽其责建立基督的身体，只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
12 and 13, to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
那么基督耶稣呢，他在教会中设立各样的不同的职分，并且呼召人去承担这些职分。
Jesus has established different offices in the church and called people to fulfill those.
那他的目的呢，是要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立他的身体。
So the purpose is to equip all the saints so they may do their own responsibility to build up the body.
所以呢，我们基督教会里面的每一个肢体，我们都是圣徒。
So all members in the church are saints.
那么他们是神从这个世界中分别出来归他所有的，就归为圣的，被神使用的一群人。
So they were separated apart as saints to work for God.
那么在旧约里呢，我们知道一座山可以被分别为圣。
And we know that in the Old Testament, even a mountain can be set apart as saint.
那么一个房子可以被神分别为圣。
A house can be set apart as holy.
那么等等，或者一个什么工具也可以被神分别为圣。
Or a tool can be set apart as saint.
所以分别为圣，也就是意思就是分别出来被神所使用。
Which means set apart to be used by God.
那么祭司呢，他有将血呢洒在圣殿里的这些器皿上的时候，
When the priests they sprinkling blood on different things in the temple,
那么这个器皿呢就成为了圣洁。
So those instruments become holy.
所以这些呢都是神使他们成为圣洁。
That's God made them holy.
所以我们基督徒也当有这样的想法来看待我们自己。
So as Christians we should also look at ourselves from the same perspective.
所以我们已经是被神从这个世界上分别出来的一群人。
We have been set apart on the earth.
所以我们不再是过去的污秽的，不再属于这个世界了。
We no longer belong to the filthy world.
虽然我们还活在这个世界之中。
Even though we still live in the world.
但是我们真的是一群寄居的人。一群寄居的人。
So we were sojourners.
我们将来的盼望乃是在主耶稣那里，我们是属于神的子民。
Our hope is in God. We were citizens belong to God.
那么所以呢，就像彼得前书二章九节这个前半节他这儿说，唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有军中的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民。
So in 1 Peter chapter 2 the first half of verse 9. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession.
所以我们要真正的理解了我们的身份的话，其实我们每个神的儿女，我们每个基督徒真的值得骄傲。
So if we truly understood our gifts, that so as a Christian, we should be proud of.
所以呢，我们值得最非常真的是值得感恩。
So we should be thankful.
因为真的是神这么的爱你我，从这个世界上能够拣选出来归他所用，成为他的儿女子民。
So God so loved us, separated us apart from the world to be used for Him.
那么这里面的成全，它的本意呢？它是在一个身体中搭配的合适。
So the original meaning here is all the members can work together properly.
所以呢，这个成全呢，它是指本来它本意是指呢，是脱臼的骨头恢复到原位。
So it was, the original meaning is restore the bone into the original place.
对，我们可能有的弟兄姐妹发生过这种事情啊，那些关节有时候就脱臼了或者脱开了。
So it may happen to you when dislocate some part of your body.
所以我们需要让它复位，那么这就叫做完全了。
So we restore it, that become perfect.
就让它恢复它那个功能。
But it's to restore.
好。那么这个当一块骨头呢错位或者脱臼的时候呢，它所连接在一起的这个肢体呢就不能发挥这个正常的功用了。
So, when one part dislocate, it cannot fulfill its function.
但是一旦用某种方法复位了以后，它就又能够完好如初了。
So, once it's restored, it becomes as original.
那么同样基督身体中的每一个肢体也不能如果发生了问题呢，也就不能发挥这个功用了。
So in other words, every member in Jesus' body, if they were dislocated, they couldn't function.
那么这个呢也就让我们知道呢，所以怎么样来让我们能够发挥功用，就是让我们在那个合适的位置上归到那个地方。
So this tells us we need to knowour proper place in the church, and we would know what is our responsibility.
就是我们在哪个职份上服侍，就要确切的放在那个该放的那个位置上。
So if we know where we're supposed to function, we'll be placed where we are supposed to.
那么这样的我们服侍呢，才能够彼此的能够恰当好处，彼此能互相和谐。
So only this way we can work together.
那么每一个肢体呢，才能够的功用才能得到充分的发挥。
And every member can fulfill their responsibility to the best.
所以呢，就像我们身体上每一个关节、每一个这些，那么只有每一个地方我们都适当的都能够好好的工作，不出问题，那我们这个整个身体呢，我们这个功能才能发挥出来。
So just like our body, if every part functions well, there's no problem, we'll be healthy.
那么我们教会也是一样，我们弟兄姐妹们不同的职分，那么在每个人在这个职分上能够做到恰到好处，我们整体的教会的功能我们才能发挥出来。
So the church is the same. It's only when every member who can fulfill their responsibility in the best way they can do, the church can be established.
那么结果呢，就是整个身体就可以和谐完美的发挥整体的功能。
So the whole body can function in unison.
那么主耶稣呢，为教会制定的这个每一件事情都是为了这个目的。
So everything Jesus had for the plans for this purpose.
就是叫基督的每一个肢体都能够被成全，能够放在那个正确的位置上来使用。
The purpose for every believer to be placed in the right position to function their job.
那么怎么样来成全？说也就成全呢？的途径呢？就是这里面告诉我们，就是各尽其职。
So the process, the path is to each one fulfill their responsibility.
那么主耶稣呢，在教会设立各样的职分，就是为了使我们这些肢体能够彼此服侍。
So Jesus established different offices in the church so that we can.Fulfill our responsibility.
可以彼此发挥各自的功用。
So we each function our own way, our own responsibility.
一起来完成主交托给我们的事工。
So we can accomplish the mission that God has given us.
所以若没有达到这个各尽其职，那我们就不可能达到这个成全圣徒的这个目的。
If we do not each fulfill their responsibility, and we cannot establish the purpose.
而所有的这些的最终的目的，它是为了建立基督的身体。
So the ultimate purpose is to establish the body of Christ.
那么同时呢，圣经也告诉我们呢，建立基督的身体，它不是一下就能建立起来，它是需要一个过程的。
And to establish the body is not you can do immediately. It's a process.
那我们先，那么看第十四节这里告诉我们，那么他说，使我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端。
So that we may no longer be children.Tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness in deceitful schemes.
这是还我跳过一节，十三节有啊，只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
Now go back to verse 13.Until we all attain to the unity of the faith and for the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
那我们知道说基督是教会的头，那我们是教会的肢体。
So we know Jesus is the head of the church and we are members of the church.
那么这里面的长大成人，那么它就是身体和这个身体的头呢，互相配合的一个完美。
So to mature manhood means the head and the body synchronize together.
那么能够使教会呢成为一个完全。
So the church can be perfect.
那么为了达到这个目的呢，神就设立了使徒、先知、传福音的牧师和教师等等这些职分。
So to establish this, the Lord has established pastors, evangelists,and teachers.
那么有一天呢，主的身体，神的教会，它就要完全成熟，会长大成人。
So one day, God's body, the church, will grow mature.
会满有基督长成的身量。
So they will have the stature of maturity of Jesus.
那就每一个神的儿女，每一个肢体都会长成这样，像耶稣基督，像耶稣基督一样。
So every member of the church will also grow just like Jesus.
那么就像我们每一个人的，我们也是从婴孩，从小孩子、少年，然后成人，都是需要一个过程的。
Just like each one of us, we grow processed from infants, children to adulthood.
所以那么我们只有身体的每一个部位，每一个肢体都完全长成的时候，那么我们发展成神的才能我们成为神就是设计我们的这个样子的功用。
Only when each one of us are mature, then we can fulfill God's function in us.
那么这个身体呢，才算是真正的说完全了。
In that time, only the body is considered perfect.
所以呢，因此呢，教会里最重要的，那么不是我们每个人呼召的这个职分。
So the most important in the church is not what our office is.
所以也不是说基督赏给个人的恩赐。
It's not the gift given us by Jesus.
所以呢，最重要的是我们每个人是否在那个职分上长大成人了。
So the most important thing is, are we grown up mature?In our assignments.
所以呢，我们每一个神的儿女呢，当常常关注我们自己的个人在教会中的职分，那么是不是和神给我们的恩赐相搭配
？So we need to know each one of us. Do we function in the church the same way as God has assigned us.
那么教会里的没有一个肢体是微不足道的。
There's no member in the church is not important.
没有一个肢体是可有可无的。
Not any member is not necessary.
所以只要有一个肢体不完全，那个整个身体就不会完全了。
One body member is not perfect, the entire body is not perfect.
所以我们每一位圣徒的目标就是应该长大成人。
So each one of us, the only purpose we have is to mature to manhood.
能够成为满有基督的身量的样子。
So that we'll have the stature of Christ.
那么为了每个圣徒都能够长大成人，我们必须要对神的儿子有一个信心上的合一。
So for us, each one of us to grow to mature, we must have a faith in our Lord Jesus Christ.
那么基督的儿子，也就是神的儿子，他既是神，他也是人子。
So the Son of God is God and also Son of Man.
那么他同时有神性也有人性。
He has divinity and also humanity.
那么就像约翰福音一章十八节，那么这样告诉我们，说从来没有人看见神，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
John 1:18, No one has ever seen God, the only God who is at the Father's side, he has made him known.
所以耶稣基督呢，他自己他是先知，他也是祭司，他也是君王。
So Jesus, he himself, he is a prophet, he is a priest, and he is king.
那么他以自己为祭物献上，将我们的罪归在了他的身上。
So he presented himself as sacrifice and took upon all our sins unto himself.
那么他已经复活升天，他还要再来审判这个世界。
He's already resurrected, ascended.But one day he's going to come again.
所以我们不但是只是信神的儿子，我们并且要真正的认识神的儿子。
Not only we believe in the Son of God, we have to truly know the Son of God.
所以我们只有认识他，我们才能跟他有一个亲密的关系。
Only by knowing him, we can have an intimate relationship with him.
所以让我们也真的是常常问我们自己：我真的认识神耶稣基督他的儿子吗？神的儿子耶稣基督吗？
So that we really should ask ourselves, do I really know the Son of God, Jesus Christ?
他对我们的生命是那么是不是那么是真实的吗？
Is he true in our life?
那我们长大成人不是靠我们自己。
We can grow up to manhood not depend on ourselves.
那是完全的靠认识神的儿子，仰望他，信靠他。
Is depend on the Son of God by depending on Him and knowing Him.
那我们长大成人是我们要达到的这个目标。
The purpose for us is to grow up to manhood.
但是我们在到达这个目标的时候呢，我们还要知道我们现在是一个什么状况。
Before we get there, we have to know what we are like at the present time.
那么这就是第十四节这儿给我们的一些警告，就像是。使我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，随从各样的异端。
This is what verse 14 give us the warning, so that we may not longer be children tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about every wind of doctrine.
所以我们首先要知道了，我们开始基督徒的生命的时候，都像小孩子一样。
So at the very beginning, in Jesus Christ, we are all like infants.
因为我们从不信到信，从属世界到属基督，我们是获得了一个新的生命。
So from unbelief to believe, from
从属世界到属基督
，from earth belong to the world to belong to Christ, is all a new process.
那么由于这个新生命是从出生开始
So this new life started from birth.
所以我们都是从小孩子开始基督徒的生命。
So we all started our Christian life as infants.
那么小孩子呢，他有小孩子的这个特点。
So if children have their own characteristics,
那么一般情况下我们可以知道小孩子的特征包括的第一它是不稳定的。
So for children, their characteristic is number one, unstable.
所以它是好像风浪一样飘来飘去。
It's like a wave that waves around.
所以我们也无法预料它什么时候有什么举动或者改变主意。
We cannot predict what they're going to do, how they're going to change their mind.
所以他们总是在一种心理骚动的状态，心里面不稳定的状态。
So it's always in the instability.
那么一个成年人刚刚成为基督徒的时候，其实也会有这种的特征。
So for an adult who just become a Christian can have the same character.
那么小孩子的另一个特征，我们可以说就是他缺乏自制。
So another character of kids is that they don't have self-control.
就是他很容易冲动。
So they have impulsive.
所以需要成人来帮助控制他们。
They need adults to help them to control.
因为其实自制对我们每个人来说其实都是一个很难的事情。
So self-discipline is difficult for all of us.
那么小孩子呢他不会控制自己。
So children cannot control themselves.
那么他有什么就表现出来。
Whatever they think, they hate, they behave.
是要什么就想立刻得到。
Whatever they want to have.
那我们也可以想一下，在我们的基督徒的生活中、生命中，我们成为基督徒，那么在认识神和服侍神的过程中，我们是不是也有这一方面的表现呢？
So we can think, is our process of being a Christian, do we have the same phenomenon?
那么使徒在这里呢，警告我们不要像小孩子。
Here, Paul is warning us, don't be like children.
那么之后呢，他又在十五到十六节勉励我们。
So he continued to encourage us in verse 15 and 16.
所以呢，前面就像是一个警告，那么后面呢，就给我们一个鼓励。他说，唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连与约守基督，全身都靠他联络的合适，百节各按其各职，照着个体的功用彼此相助。别叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into Him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped. When each part is working properly,makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love.
那么这里是用爱心说诚实话，其实它的真正的意思，其实它就是用爱心来宣告真理。
So speak truth in love, the meaning is to proclaim the truth with love.
对，它包括陈述、讨论、教导真理。
It includes to teachand to discuss.
所以我们不管在做这哪方面的这些事情，我们都要带着一个爱心去做这些事情。
No matter what we do, we should do it with love.
所以我们不要像小孩子那个样子，不一切的异教之风摇动飘来飘去。
And do not be like the child who wave around unto.
而应该在爱心中呢，持守神给我们赐下的真理。
We should uphold the truth in love.
那么凡事长进呢，连于基督。
So that we can be connected with Christ.
那么像哥林多前书里面保罗告诉我们说，是哥林多前书14-20节，他说：“弟兄们，在心智上不要做小孩子，然而在恶事上要做婴孩，在心智上总要做大人。”
In 1 Corinthians 14:20.Paul says, Brothers, do not be children in your thinking. Be infants in evil, but in your thinking, be mature.
所以这里面我们看到说，在恶事上要做婴孩，也就是婴孩他也都不懂得善恶，他也不会去做恶，也不会想恶的事情。所以让我们也就像这样子一样。
So here it says, be infants in evil, becauseChildren do not know, do not think how to do evil things, how to commit murder, so we should be like children.
所以使徒保罗呢是在鼓励我们，要我们在生活中呢，恶应该越来越少。
So this is an encouragement that we should be less and less evil in our life.
二是在心智上，在爱心上要慢慢的长大成人。
So in love, we need continually to grow up.
那么作为基督身体的肢体，我们呢都当与基督这个头连在一起。
So as members of Jesus Christ, we should be united with our head.
那么连在一起呢，也就是我们要听从头的指挥，头的命令。
So when we are united with Christ, we should listen to and be controlled by the head.
那么要常常的要与头配合，那么要让头来随时的使用。
So we should function properly with the head, let the head use us.
那么为了更加的说明我们作为基督徒身体的肢体，那么与我们头的基督的关系。
So as a, we are members of the body, Jesus is the head. So what is our relationship with him?
那么保罗呢又用人的身体呢来做一个类比。
So Paul used another example of the human body.
那么我们身体的每一个关节部分都把骨头联系在了一起。
So all the parts of our body are connected by bones.
那么使每一个部分能够随意的活动，和谐的这种工一起的工作。
So that every part can function well.
那么也就只要这个关节部分出了问题，那么我们这个好多的工作就很难做了。
Only when the connections has trouble, then we cannot function.
所以呢，所以神给我们制造这种的关系，只持保守这种关系呢，乃是比什么都重要。
So it is important for us to keep a relationship with God.
而这里面也告诉我们，唯有持守这种关系的，就是有基督的爱心在我们每个人的里边。
Only when we have this relationship with Christ, then we will have love in our hearts.
那么以这种方式，那么我们就能够在凡事上能够长进。
Only this way we can grow in all things.
所以我们每个肢体呢也才能保守它的个性。
So all the members can preserve their character.
并且能够与其他的肢体呢随意的配合。
And can work cooperatively with the other members.
那么神用这种奇妙的方法呢来设立他的教会。
So the God uses such a wonderful way to establish the church.
那么目的就是让他的身体渐渐来成长。
The purpose for this body continue to grow.
能够在爱中建立他的身体。
And establish the body in love.
那让我们也能够一起来想一想，我们作为基督身体的肢体，我们的自己的责任。
So we have to think, as a member of the body of Christ, what is our responsibility?
那我们彼此之间的关系也就像是两块骨头之间的通过关节连起来的关系。
So the relationship among the members is just like the relationship between the bones.
那么只要一个部分发生了问题，那么会影响到整体。
So one part is broken, the whole body is broken.
那我们也想一下，我们是不是因为我们有时候的软弱，我们的犯罪，或者我们的懒散懒惰，而导致这些肢体受到亏损或者受到苦楚呢？
So sometimes because of our weakness, because of our sin, and that we may have caused damage to the body.
所以既然我们像一个身体一样，所以这些问题呢是会发生。
Those kind of things will happen because it's just like the human body.
所以这里面保罗给我们的教导就是让我们学习的是我们不要再做小孩子。
So Paul teaches us not to be like children.
那我们不要再就是被一些不是真理的东西所欺骗。
Do not be deceived by untruth.
我们不要再按我们自己的肉体去行事。
Do not function according to our flesh.
我们要常常来寻求神，让我们的头来指挥我们。
We should always allow our head to direct us.
来赐我们各样的智慧。
That give us all kinds of wisdom.
那我们不管我们智能上的知识，若不能导致我们的爱。
according to our own knowledge, we cannot have love.
所以这就没有什么价值。
That's useless.
所以任何感情如果是不能产生爱，它也没有什么价值。
Any emotion without love has no use.
如果我们的事工如果不带着爱心来做，也没有任何价值。
So if our doing our job without love, it has no use.
那么求神能够赐给我们每一位弟兄姐妹，那么他的智慧，他的给我们的各样的恩赐。
May God give each one of us His knowledge and His gifts.
能够一起来完成主所交托我你我的事工。
So we can accomplish the mission from our Lord together.
能够在爱中建立我们基督的身体。
Establish the body of Christ in love.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，我们来到你的面前来感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we come before you to thank you.
我们感谢你真的呼召每一位弟兄姐妹，你的儿女能够成为主你身体的肢体。
We thank you. You call for every brothers and sisters to be members of your body.
主，我们来到你的面前承认我们的软弱。
We come to you, acknowledge our weakness.
主，承认我们的无知，承认我们的缺乏。
We acknowledge our ignorance and our lacking.
主，求你把那是百般智慧的能这个恩典，你加在我们每个弟兄姐妹的身上。
May you bestow on us all the grace and blessings.
让我们在我们的事工中，在我们的各样的服事中，让我们真的不是依靠自己，让我们常常仰望你，来依靠你，来寻求你。
Let us always depend on you, calling on your ability in our functions.
让我们真正的靠着你的爱来建立主你的身体。
So that we can truly establish your body with love.
主，让你的身体真的长大成人，成为耶稣基督他的身量。
May your body be grow and mature into the stature of Christ.
我们谢谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray in precious name, our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.